You're listening to Poetry Month on the Voice of Daw. This is Rob McWolf, your fellow traveler, and today we present a poem by Ash et al., a poet composed of several dragons in a trench coat. Read by Yugensho, Wolf of Wanderlust. Please enjoy. Memory, a poem by Ash et al.
Memory is full of holes. A temple missing color, interpreted through a modern lens. Unnecessary moments committed to the shredder. Treasures locked away for a rainy day. Or at least, I assume. My earliest are of not remembering. The time I had a lisp, being the pink Power Ranger for Halloween. No one remembers their early childhood, I heard. So that was me at 4, 5, 6, 11, 13. I want to write horror. Words to be remembered in nightmares. Birthing panic attacks on the train. Imagining bones broken and limbs tied. Write about childhood fears, the greats say. But I don't want to write about losing the house to the bank, not getting into college, being trapped in a small town forever. So I grab my shovel and dig. Mental permafrost halts my blade. But I see glitter past the ice, broken glass and shattered stone. The Geiger counter crackles to life. This is not a place of honor. No great deeds commemorated here. The beryllium shell breaches the surface. A memory of not remembering. A girl afraid of her father. Doing things she had no words for. But only colors. Shapes. Impressions. And roiling doubt. Surely, if that happened to me, I would remember. No one would ever forget that. There's a line between the half-spheres. Promise of the plutonium within. Festering for decades. A 20,000-year half-promise of venom for the waters of my soul. A quick twist of the shovel to pop it open. Release a brilliant flash of blue. Burning until only my shadow remains, and in no shape to write a bestseller, defeating the entire purpose of this expedition. I leave the demon core be, the sleeping dragon's tail untickled. I can write about them instead, perhaps one with a treasure that can end the world, locked away for a rainy day.
This was Memory by Ash et al., read for you by Yugensho, Wolf of Wanderlust. Thank you for listening to The Voice of Dog.